just one look, and I feel so high.
Just that one look to start your remodel.
Just
and what did you
look.
Fall in love with?
We're here in a conversation with Rochelle Horn. You're joining us this morning, talking through the things to consider in getting any remodeling project started, but in particular, a kitchen or a bath. Those are the two that seem to be driving the engine more than anything. So Rochelle has been here with us this morning, and we're visiting about where do you start? And I loved Rochelle's perspective of take the one thing you've fallen in love with and let's build a project around that. But Rochelle, if they haven't found that slab for the countertop they're absolutely in love with, that door, cabinet door, that absolutely is everything to them, what surface would you start submitting selections for? What surface do you pick first?
I think most critical to a kitchen design would be to select the appliances.
Okay.
That really impacts the size of the cabinet boxes and where things go and the electrical concerns and the ventilation concerns. And it just is the driving factor on how to create a kitchen that's going to flow and going to give you huge value moving forward.
And you've got the stainless steel fans, and you've got those that would never have a stainless steel appliance. You've got to sort through that.
Absolutely.
What's your experience with stainless steel? I find most people don't like it because of the fingerprinting that it tends to do. How about you?
That has been my experience as well. There's some newer finishes that have the look of stainless that are supposed to be more forgiving when it comes to fingerprinting. And then a lot of higher-end clients will put cabinet faces on most of their appliances so that the dishwasher disappears and so the refrigerator, you know, disappears. And so limited metals in the overall scheme of things. You know, maybe instead of a stainless steel hood, it's behind a beautiful cabinet box.
Sure. Now, I have not done a black stainless steel kitchen yet. Have you?
I have.
Yeah? How does that hold up to the fingerprint issue?
You know, nothing is without maintenance. However, it is certainly more forgiving.
Okay. I've seen it in showrooms. I've handled it. I've touched it. I've kind of messed with it. But I haven't installed one for any kitchen I help put together yet. So it was, I was just curious what your response was.
And then some of the things to consider is, do they have little kids? Do they have pets? You know, those things can certainly impact what it's going to take to maintain those surfaces.
Now, on maintaining surfaces, what are some of the trends you're seeing? Let's start with countertops. I mean, I'm seeing a lot more of the less glossy finishes going in. I recently looked at a countertop I really liked in McCormick Ranch. It was kind of a dull gray limestone. It almost looked like concrete, but it caught my eye. I thought, I like that. That looks sharp.
Yes, the honed or leathered, where they virtually take the polish off, and it's got a gorgeous feel to it. It just has some subtle texturing. If you hone or leather a natural stone, it actually requires that you seal it more often. So you certainly want to consider that in your thought process.
You're you're opening the pores of the surface just a little bit.
Correct.
In that honing process.
Yes.
Now,
it's a more contemporary look. So if they're more traditional, then that probably, you know, wouldn't be a good fit.
Okay. How do you go about picking a backsplash? That's where I That's where I flip out.
Thanks for asking that.
You've got the slab, and it's easy to fall in love with this slab or that slab, and that's done. And then it's like 3 weeks of picking the backsplash.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, to me, my favorite remodels are ones that look like we got dressed with the lights on.
Okay.
That everything fits together. So what is the flooring? What is the cabinet color? What are the countertops? What about the sink and the faucets and, you know, the color of the appliances? And so in a perfect world, where I like to start a lot of conversations with, well, in a perfect world, the backsplash will sort of tie all of those things together.
And will you generally, we are in the kitchens we're doing together and at the company, I mean, it seems like backsplashes now all but every time just run all the way to the upper cabinet.
Oh, absolutely.
They're just about always now full height. You don't see a 4-inch backsplash on kitchen counters anymore.
I would agree.
Okay. We'll be back with more with Miss Rochelle Horn, kitchen and bathroom designer for Rosie Wright Remodeling. We're going to go on a little bottom of the hour break here right now, but we'll be back finishing conversations. If there's a project you'd like to ask Rochelle, how do I start this one or that one? Feel free to join us at 1-888-767-4348.